Leia felt the barrels of several blasters swing her way. The petty officer in charge of her security escort warned, "Don't even think about moving, princess." She kept her hands in plain sight, but did not otherwise acknowledge the threat. Vuatu peered over the shoulder of the lieutenant commander in front of him, scowling first at Leia, then at Werfel. "Captain, what the blazes are you doing with your arms down in a disposal chute? Holding on to your bust, sir." A muffled clink sounded inside the chute.
"Blah!"
Vuatu frowned.
"Captain?"
"Sorry, sir, but something ruder!"
Werfel suddenly straightened and pulled his arms out of the chute. His hands and wrists were covered in dozens of blue thumb-sized insects.
"They're biting!"
"They're Gorog!" Leia reached out in the force and pulled the chute cover closed. "Dark Nest Killix!" Werfel dropped to his knees, screaming and trying to shake the insects off. Those that came free buzzed up to his head and alighted on his eyes. His screams grew primal, but the Taxal seemed frozen in its confusion, and even Leia was at a loss as to how to help the aide. After a couple of seconds, he threw his head back and collapsed, a raspy gurgle coming from his throat. The assassin bugs exploded into the air, spreading their wings and droning off in every direction.
"Commando raid!"
Vuatu yelled. He pulled his sidearm and blasted a Killick from the air. Half a dozen bolts sizzled past Leia's shoulder, taking out another insect. Then the rest of Vuatu's staff began to react, drawing their own blasters and lacing the air with fire. They were not entirely effective. A Duros lieutenant commander slapped at his throat, then fell to the floor and began to convulse, and perhaps two dozen of the insects escaped out onto the command deck. Once the shock of the initial assault wore off, Vuatu stepped over to the disposal chute and slapped the void button to suck the contents down into the Akbar's waste tanks.
"Well done, princess."
He slapped the button again.
"What alerted you?"
Leia used the force to flick an assassin bug away from his ear, then splattered it against the wall. "Jedi sorcery.
Marvelous stuff."
Vuatu eyed the blue and yellow smear, then looked past Leia to the petty officer in charge of her security escort.
"You, take your detail and secure this deck."
"Sir, and the prisoner?"
"Prisoner?" Vuatu snorted. "She was never your prisoner, son. She was just being polite."
"Thank you, Admiral," Leia said. "I don't know what the Killix are up to, but I hope you understand that the Jedi aren't..."
"Say no more."
Vuatu raised a hand to stop her.
"The Jedi may be idealistic fools, but they are not traitors, as you have already proven."
"I'm glad we understand each other." Leia tried not to bristle at being called a fool. "If I might make a suggestion, Killick nests share a collective mind."
"Of course."
Vuatu turned to the intercom and opened a shipwide channel.
"Infiltration alert. Seal all hatches. Blast anything with six limbs and dump all statuary down the nearest disposal chute. This is not a drill."
Vuatu paused a moment to look out at the chaos on the Akbar's command deck, then returned to his place at the holo display.
"All right, people, we've got a battle to win,"
he said to the Taxal staff.
"Back to your stations."
Leia stepped to the holo display with his officers. Most of the Killick fleet was headed straight for the Mon Mothma and the heart of the Choke, and clouds of insect starfighters were already boiling past the thin screen of Alliance defenders. But a small task force, 5 ships and several thousand dart ships, was veering toward the Akbar, preparing to intercept it and prevent it from reaching the Mothma. Knowing how valuable any intelligence about one's foes could be in a battle, Leia oriented herself to the fighting, then turned toward the Killick ships and one by one began to reach out to them in the force. She sensed the presence of a single Killick nest aboard each of the large ships. But when she came to the last ship of the group, moving to intercept the Akbar, she felt no presences at all, only an empty space in the force.
"Something you wish to share, Jedi Solo?" Vuatu asked.
Leia looked up to find the Bothan studying her. She pointed at the image of the empty vessel in the holo display.
I think that is the Dark Nest's ship, she said. Of course, we don't know how the Killik fleet is organized, but that will be as close to a flagship as they have.